This is called talking. Talking about a revolution of words. Words that break the cement of our complacency. Words breaking through the stupidity. Words breaking through the ignorance and bigotry. Words as our vocal artillery. To try to stop terrorism, we bomb others' children. To try to be noble, we trade all that is basest for all that is fair. Politicians confer with oil baron terrorists while poets proclaim the truth over lattes and exchange rhymes of veracity with such a vocabulary that the explosion of particulars is bound to open the minds of at least a few senators, but maybe not if you missed my tautology. It might already be too late to find a solution in any thesaurus. Maybe instead we need something more paleolithic, like a huge lexicon that can cover the Senate, the Congress, and all those around us. If only we can exchange some of our Bibles for some more dictionaries or a few tomes of poetry like Ginsberg, Eliot, and Bernadette Mayer, then we might stop selling our ozone like it will always be there and acting like we're tolerant when we really don't care. Talking about a revolution of words, words of mass destruction. Female genital mutilation, no more African elephants, 20 million new people with AIDS, CIA procured regime changes. Shock and awe from the mouths of poets. Lock and load your lexicon and blow away your television, Rupert Murdoch, Oprah Winfrey, Mario Brothers, Nike, Phyllis Morrison, Coca-Cola, so you will have clear vision. Talking about a revolution. Who will we turn to for our instruction? Where are the best minds of my generation?